Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support by Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. Check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. Joining me here today for the very first time, the Dismal Swamp Ditch Grass Project. How are you guys this morning?
Doing great, Hunter. How are you?
I'm doing all right, until that little thing that we had there at the beginning, but we're doing all right here. And it's great to have you because we haven't had an acoustic session on here for about a month or so. So what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Say, the first song we're going to play is one of ours. It's called Train to Heaven.
Okay, here is the Dismal Swamp Ditch Grass Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I've walked this earth for many years, faced blows and trials, faced pain and fears, but now my Savior's by my side on this train to heaven where I'll reside. Riding on that train to heaven with my Savior by my side. No more pain,
no more pain,
and no more sorrow,
no more sorrow,
where peace and love,
where peace and joy abide.
We'll pass through valleys, glades and hills, we'll sing the songs that praise God's will. The train will take us, God's children all, for all are welcome in heaven's hall. Riding on that train to heaven, with my Savior by my side. No more pain,
no more pain,
and no more sorrow,
no more sorrow,
where peace and love and joy abound. Holy land, and trust our souls to God's great hand. I'll see my loved ones who went before and dwell in glory forevermore. Riding on that train to heaven, with my Savior by my side. No more pain,
no more pain,
and no more sorrow.
Where peace and love and joy abide.
No more pain,
no more pain,
and no more sorrow,
no more sorrow.
Where peace and love and joy abide.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. What a rousing way to begin. That was wonderful. Dismal Swamp Ditch Grass Project. We have Juan here. Juan, why don't you introduce everybody here in the studio with you?
Thrilled to, Hunter. To my right here, I got Robin Gust, and she's probably familiar to a lot of your listeners because she's been a fixture of the music scene in Hampton Roads for a long, long time, and nice. she's doing some vocals here with me. And I've got Eric. We've got Eric Yoder here playing the guitar.
Eric is
relatively new to our area. He's been here for about 4 or 5 years, I think, and came from the West
18.
Coast. 18. Time goes fast when you're having a great time.
18 years? You've been here in the... Wow. Mm.
Well, I've only known you for a few years.
That's true.
Well, most of you are from Chesapeake. That's where you're based, or the band is based, kind of?
Well, actually, we're from all over the area. Eric and I are in Virginia Beach. Robin's in Norfolk. Our bass player, TJ, he's based in Chesapeake, and he actually grew up near the Dismal Swamp, which is where that part of the name comes from.
Well, I was kind of going to ask you about the name because it instead of saying the Dismal Swamp Grass Project, it's the Dismal Swamp Ditch Grass Project. Yeah. Why did you decide to put the ditch in there? I know there's a Dismal Swamp Ditch, because yes, I've been around here for a while.
Yeah.
But why'd you include that in the title?
So I like to think that that's the genre of music that we play. We play ditchgrass. We come from we met through the Tidewater Bluegrass Music Association, so mm-hmm. we definitely play some bluegrass, but we play some rock, we play some country, we play some punk rock, and I think put that all together, and it's a little bit coarser, a little bit more edgy and daring, and so I call it ditchgrass. Why not?
Ditchgrass. I like it. I like it. And tell me about this association. I did not know there was a bluegrass association here locally. How long has it been here?
And sure.
Who's in it?
Yeah, it's been here since 1992, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's a not-for-profit organization. I'm actually the secretary of the Tidewater Bluegrass Music Association. Mm-hmm. And we in the band met because we did a Christmas video. And we basically got together ad hoc to do a couple songs for the Christmas video. And that's how our band formed. But we play jams a couple times a week here locally, mm-hmm. Tuesday nights at O'Connor and Fridays up in Norfolk. Probably about 70 folks in the organization, both musicians and
wow.
folks who just like the music. So.
That's a lot of people in an association.
Sure is.
So in your band, you have a lot of people too. It's kind of a rotating thing. How many people are in your band?
Right. So you'll notice that we don't call ourselves the Dismal Swamp Ditchgrass Band. We call ourselves the Dismal Swamp Ditchgrass Project because right. we're really more of a collective. There's a few of us who are consistent and who've been here since the beginning and play most of the gigs. But we'll expand up to 7-8 folks, and we'll go down to just the two of us. Eric and I are the Dismal Swamp Ditchgrass Project, just the two of us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's really played with us is part of the project. Shoot, Hunter, I think you're part of the project now, too. Consider yourself a member.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll expand or contract depending on the gig that we're playing and the folks who are available. That's why it's a project.
Yeah, cool. And you were just telling me you just got back from Cuba. What were you doing down in Cuba?
Well, my folks were from Cuba. I was born and grew up in this country, but mom and dad both came from Cuba, and so I'd never been there before, and I felt like it was time. I had to make that pilgrimage, and it was a bittersweet trip because the place was beautiful and I loved it, but I did fall and fracture a bone in my elbow, which is why Eric's playing and I'm not.
Now, if you had the gumption to play, what would you be playing?
Well, I'm mostly a mandolin player these days, although I can scratch out a tune on a guitar if I need to.
Okay. Well, speaking of scratching out tunes, what else would you like to play for us here?
Here's another one of ours. This is not a gospel song, but we call this one My Blue Ridge Mountains.
Okay, here is the Dismal Swamp Ditch Grass Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I was born in mountain springtime when the laurel smelled so sweet and the swollen rivers tumble and the moss grows beneath your feet. A childhood rich in nothing except that pure, clean mountain air and a family that loved me and is waiting for me there. Oh, the mountains, my Blue Ridge Mountains, where my heart lives to this day. How I long to see you shining, but I up and moved away. I remember my days of courting up and down that mountainside. Pretty cheeks, so red and rosy, and that shy, sweet smile she'd hide. Oh, my dreams were set upon her, but our love was not to be. For her heart lay with another who'd gone far across the sea. Loved a woman, raised a family, lost some loved ones and dear friends. Lived in cities, plains, and valleys. In my way, I've loved them all. But it's time to pack my bags up and to heed the mountain's call. Oh, the mountains, my Blue Ridge Mountains.
Hunter at Sunrise, I am so happy to be now a part of the Dismal Swamp Ditch Grass Project. I mean, gosh, what uplifting music
Thank
on a
you.
Sunday morning. This is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. Now, you were telling me about a big show that you wanted to talk about up at the Victorian Station. What's that all about?
Sure do. Yeah, on Sunday, March 12th, we're going to do a Bluegrass Gospel Brunch. It starts at 11 a.m. It goes till 2 o'clock. This is completely free, open to the public. We've got master barista Rodney Adams, who's going to be making coffee drinks. And
oh, wow.
Victorian Station's going to have some food and beer and wine available for purchase, if that's your thing. I do want to remind everyone that that is the Daylight Savings Time weekend. So
oh, really?
It's going to it starts at 11, sure going to feel like 10 o'clock. So
oh, okay.
Those drinks are going to or those coffee drinks are really going to help.
Yeah.
I'm particularly thrilled because we're going to be sharing the stage with the Harris Creekers.
Yes.
And, they are just a fantastic group, and I couldn't be prouder and more pleased to share the stage with them. So we're going to have 3 hours of music for folks there, and we hope people do come up and have a listen and sing along with us. A lot of the stuff we're going to do, it's all gospel, and so a lot of stuff's going to be familiar that folks can sing along and join in on the harmony with us. And
yeah, we might mention that Robin is in the Harris Creekers.
She sure is.
You share Robin with the Harris Creekers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What is it like to sing this kind of music, Robin? You seem right at home with it.
I enjoy this kind of music. I grew up in the Baptist church, and so I'm familiar with the gospel songs. They, kind of harken back to my childhood, and I've always just loved the three-part harmonies. So this is the kind of music I really enjoy playing, and I also always loved bluegrass. My dad, I grew up singing with him.
Uh-huh. Eric, how about you?
I grew up in a very musical family. We did all manner of music, folk, and a lot of religious tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And, so anything I can play along and sing, I'm happy to do.
Are you usually in the band no matter what, matter who is in the band as well?
I would say that, you know, if the band is there, I'm there.
You're like the anchor. You're like the anchor of the band.
Absolutely.
I'm the anchor man.
That's essential.
Well, we might mention that Victorian Station is in Phoebus up in Hampton. Make sure that people know where it is so they can go there on Sunday, March 12th. So that'll be a cool thing to do on a Sunday. It'd be kind of different.
Well, I think it's going to be a really great time. We're looking forward to it. Such a great venue. I think if folks have been there, they already know what a great venue it is. But if you haven't been there, it's just a beautiful place to listen to music. It really is.
It has vibes.
It sure does.
Yeah, it has vibes. What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with the Dismal Swamp Ditch Grass Project here.
We're going to do another gospel song for you, since that's what we're getting ready for, our gospel show. This one's not ours, but this is a traditional one. I think folks might know this one.
Okay, here is the Dismal Swamp Ditch Grass Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Take me in your lifeboat, Lord, take me in your life.
raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, Lord, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home. Come, brothers and sisters, don't fall asleep. Pray night and day or you'll sleep in the deep. Fathers and mothers are praying so loud. Lord, won't you take us in your lifeboat? Take me in your lifeboat. Lord, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat. Lord, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home. One fine morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to a land on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away
in the morning
when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. Stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, Lord, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home. Take me in your lifeboat, Lord, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, Lord, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
2, 3, 4.
Take me in your lifeboat. Lord, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat. Lord, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Wow.
Thank you.
Now we're awake on a Sunday morning. My gosh.
Gotta bring it.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Wow, you even had me singing. I don't know if you noticed that, but I was singing in the middle of that song.
Nothing better than four-part harmony.
Yeah,
that's great.
That was awesome. Very great. So let's once again remind people when your big show is. I think it's on March 12th, right?
March 12th, Victorian Station, 11 o'clock up in Phoebus as part of Big Pink Music.
Right.
It's going to be us and the Harris Creekers. We're doing a bluegrass brunch. So there's going to be food. There's going to be coffee. There's going to be beer and wine. And there's going to be a good time.
Good.
I hope folks join us.
Well, I really wish you guys the best. And do you have any records, or do you think you'll ever do that? Or,
well, I'm not going to say never. it's not right now in the plans, but yeah. Who knows? I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, well, you sure did pick up my spirits here this morning. I really appreciate that.